Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, we have something going here. We're building something special, and, you know, you can see it from the outside and inside. It's even more beautiful.
The point of having a bunch of Ferraris and keep them in the garage, you know, like, take them out to the track, so.
Once a giant, always a giant. For me, it's only a giant.
Welcome, everybody, to a special edition of All In with Art Stapleton, a New York Giants podcast brought to you by NorthJersey.com and The Record. I'm your host, Art Stapleton, and night one of the NFL draft is in the books. And the popular pick for the New York Giants at number six turns out to be the actual pick for the New York Giants at number six. Malik Nabers, star wide receiver from LSU, is now coming from the Bayou to Big Blue. And there's certainly a path to the Giants by an LSU wide receiver who you may have heard of before, Odell Beckham Jr. 2014, 10 years later, Malik Nabers, 2024. The last receiver to have 1,000 yards for the New York Giants, OBJ. Can Nabers get to that level? We will see. A lot of that will have to do with the quarterback, and it was really a crazy 48 hours because I kind of broke my number one rule is don't believe what you hear. And I kind of bought into the idea of the Giants trading up to three to get Drake May with the Patriots. And I really thought with some of the reports, the way they were coming out in New England, hearing some things that, yes, the Giants were going to put on a full court press and be as aggressive as they could to get up to May. The fact that the Patriots were entertaining offers, I kind of misread that a little bit. I thought it was one of those things where, as much as they kept putting it out there, it was almost like they were begging somebody to come and get that pick from them. Now, maybe there was split in the front office up in New England. We know Robert Kraft came out saying he expected a young quarterback. We know that Elliott Wolf is not the GM yet in New England. But as I told you 2 months ago around the combine, sitting at six, if the top six players in this draft were the three quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, who went 1, 2, 3, and then the wide receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and Rome Odunze, if those were the six players on the Giants board, they were guaranteed to get one of them. Now they end up getting Malik Nabers. I asked Joe Shane and Brian Daboll the idea of, was Nabers the top wide receiver on your board? Shane kind of said he was the top wide receiver on their board at the time at number six. Certainly leads me to believe that Marvin Harrison Jr. was slightly ahead of Malik Nabers, which is what I had been hearing throughout the process. I thought Rome Odunze was closer to Nabers and Harrison than maybe he ended up being. But in the end, it's the electric Malik Nabers. Now, he talked about having a dog mentality. Brian Daboll mentioned he's a dog on the field. They talked about his competitiveness. Two funny things with the competitiveness. Number one, which I thought was very, very interesting, and it backs up what we had reported back in March, right after the combine, that the three top receivers were all in here at 1925 Giants Drive for their 30 visit. Nabers, Odunze, and Harrison. And I asked Nabers about that on the conference call, And he said, yeah, we were all in there together. We crossed paths. We were in meetings together. And for a guy as competitive as Neighbors is, it kind of stoked his competitive fire a little bit. And his quote, paraphrasing, was essentially, yeah, it was competitive because we knew we had to show that we had to be the guy that they would end up drafting. Now, the Giants didn't have a shot at Harrison, but they did take advantage of Neighbors in that spot. Now, the big question for the cynical Giants fan is the idea of, is Daniel Jones good enough to take advantage of Malik Neighbors? And it's the chicken and egg that we kind of talked about with Carly, the young fan from West Essex who came onto the live all-in show from the draft party and kind of brought up that idea of the Giants had Jalin Hyatt last year and he was open a lot and Daniel Jones couldn't get him the football. And that was early in the year, and then obviously Daniel Jones comes back from the neck injury and tears his ACL. And a lot went wrong last year. So there is that concern, I understand that, from a segment of the Giants fan base, that is Daniel Jones good enough to truly take advantage of Malik Neighbors' gifts? Is he going to be able to take advantage of these guys that are down the field? Have they improved the offensive line enough? And again, it's chicken, egg. Do you need the quarterback to make everybody else better? Or do you need everybody else better to make the quarterback better? And it remains to be seen. Now, do I think the Giants will take a quarterback the rest of the way in the draft? I mean, I guess if they like Spencer Rattler, they might make a play for him. But with only 5 picks remaining, it's kind of hard to think that the Giants are going to use those assets on a quarterback in day 2 or day 3. They already have a full quarterback room. Now, what you think about the quarterback room is a different story, but with Daniel Jones, Drew Locke, and Tommy DeVito, as Joe Shane said in his pre-draft press conference and then reiterated on Thursday night, he's comfortable with that room. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that with all the homework they did on the quarterbacks, the one guy that they felt was worth that top 5 pick was Drake May. And they couldn't get it from the Patriots. The Patriots picked May, and the Giants had to move to the next plan. And it happens. But it's going to hang over this team all year. The idea of, can Daniel Jones play? Does he get healthy enough and get to the point where he can get back to where he was in the playoff game in Minnesota? You know, that would be my concern. Is Daniel Jones the quarterback that we saw in Minnesota? Is he the quarterback that we saw in Philly in the playoffs? Is he the quarterback that we saw in the early stages of last season? Now, I know all the things that went wrong, and I know the offensive line was terrible and got hit with unbelievably bad injuries, and the wide receiving core just didn't perform, and Darren Waller did not provide the impact that everyone thought he would last year, present company included. But that's going to be the issue here now. You just brought in Malik Neighbors. Now he's 20 years old. He's not going to be 21 until July, so he's one of the youngest players in the class. He's an electric playmaker who could play all over the field. Kind of reminds me a little bit of a Stephon Diggs. That toughness on the field. That was brought up by Joe Shane a little bit. And Brian Daboll talked about it. Now, the other funny part was, you know, Brian Daboll connects with these players. And the connection with Neighbors was through that competitiveness. And Neighbors laughed and said that Daboll in their meetings told him that he could cover him on the field. Which, you know, is Dable's way of joking, but that obviously was not going to happen. Maybe 30 years ago for Dable, but not now. So that's where we're at. And it just sounds like the Giants believe Neighbors has that special quality as a receiver. He's got the speed, he's got the quicks, he can play all over the field. You know, let's see if their quarterback and their offensive line could allow them to take advantage of that, because that's a big deal here. So I'm wrapping up here on Thursday night. Wanted to knock out a quick podcast running down the situation. And then we are back here at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Malik Neighbors is getting here in East Rutherford. He's going to meet the media here after we talk to him on a conference call. They're flying in from Detroit tomorrow. And then we are going to have round two and round three. The Giants pick 47th and 70 right now. Wouldn't surprise me to see them move up a little bit. I would be targeting corner, defensive tackle. Maybe if a Johnny Newton is sitting there, maybe the Giants can trade up. I think they like him a lot as a prospect. Max Melton, Andrew Phillips, you know, and maybe in round three tomorrow, a running back or a tight end comes into play, or even a safety. So we'll see. But Malik Neighbors, good player. I graded it and gave him an A. I think it's a good pick. It's a player who can really be a transcendent talent on the field. The questions I have are questions that I know a lot of fans have. Is that will Daniel Jones be able to recapture some of the strong play that he had from 2022? And that's going to hang over him, and it's going to hang over this team right now. I don't see them looking at another quarterback in this draft. I could be wrong, but we'll just have to wait and see. So Malik Neighbors, won't you be my neighbors? Welcome to the neighborhood. There's a lot of fun we can do with Neighbors, with headlines and jokes and just right up my corny dad joke alley. So that's where we're at. So Malik Neighbors, you can check off the wide receiver for the Giants. Quarterback is still a big question mark. And then attack your needs tomorrow. I think starting with corner. I'd like to see a guy like Max Melton from Rutgers here. I think he would be phenomenal. I think Andrew Phillips, Johnny Newton. Make sure you check out. I'll have a top day two targets at NorthJersey.com embargoed in the morning once the draft gets done, and then we can knock that out. So that's about it. Appreciate you being all in. For everyone who listened to the live show at the draft party, much appreciated, and we'll be in touch. We'll see you tomorrow.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.